Okay, today in honor of Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we made it through Rosh Chodesh Teves. That's no simple thing. Chodesh Teves is a dangerous month. A month where a shlita of the Goyim, the Esav, the Chagim. But today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and we want to talk for a few minutes the significance of Rosh Chodesh Shvat. There's one word I always tell you, very fond of the idea of Acharon Acharon Chaviv. I remember I told this to you last year. Acharon Acharon Chaviv means the second to last. The second to last is the most precious. The last is the most choshev. Why is it the second to last that is the most chaviv? Because it says Acharon Acharon twice. If Chazal wanted to say the last is the most chaviv, they would say Acharon Chaviv. The fact that they write Acharon Acharon Chaviv means the second to last. We had this idea as illustrated by Yosef meets Esav. When Yaakov meets Esav, and he lines up all of his children, and Rashi there says he positioned them first the B'nai Shvachos, then the B'nai Leah, and then B'nai Rachel. And Rashi says, why did Yaakov Avinu put his children in this order? Acharon Acharon Chaviv. So you'd expect that Rashi would write comment on the very last, on Rachel. Rachel's child at this point was only Yosef. That's where Rashi would make mention of this idea, Acharon Acharon Chaviv. Yet the Dibur HaMaschil of Acharon Acharon Chaviv is found second to last, on Leah. He lined up first the Bnei HaShvachos, then he lined up Leah's children, and then he lined up Rachel's child, Yosef. And where does Rashi say Acharon Acharon Chaviv? On Leah. Rashi to say Acharon Acharon Chaviv on Yosef, on Yosef, not on the Bnei Leah. So here you see that who is really the most chaviv by Yaakov Avinu? Leah. Why would Leah make sense? Leah gave him six children. Rachel only gave Yaakov Avinu two children. The Hoya Hamachne.
Sure, but that's before it says Acharonim. It's later in Rachel. You say Acharonim.
Because really, the question is,
it says Acharonim twice.
Did he put it? He didn't care that.
Okay, that's another question of why he did that. Yeah.
Yaakov was the first Machne. He himself was the first.
Yeah, and his children would,
and everyone else
was the second Machne.
So
but in the second Machne, he lined up the children in this order where Rashi comments, Acharon Acharon Chaviv, and Rashi says his comment on the second to last, which shows us that Acharon Acharon is not the last, it's the second to last, which in life makes a lot of sense. When you're doing something, you get down to the very, very end, it's not always Chaviv. At the end, there's a lot of complications. What comes next, and where do we go from here, and there's ceremony, and a lot of trouble begins when you come to the very, very end. When you really have the chavivus of something is always expressed when you get down towards the end, towards the very end, which is the second to last. Why does that apply to Chodesh Shvat? Because Chodesh Shvat is the 11th month of the year. Adar is the 12th month of the year. This year is a little bit different because there are two Adars. But let's put that aside. The second to last month of the year is Chodesh Shvat. So this month is Acharon Acharon Chaviv. It is the most precious month of the 12 months of the year. Chodesh Shvat. It's the second to last. Now, what happened today? What is the anniversary? I don't know whose Yahrzeit is today. May, you know all the Yahrzeits?
Today, I think Usher Ben Yaakov.
Usher Ben Yaakov, really? That's fantastic. What else besides that? The modern times. Which politician? It's a new craze today. Years when I was a child, Yahrzeit, Swooner, Yahrzeit. Today, everyone begins a shiur. They begin the shiur every day. Today's Yahrzeit is so-and-so. Every day there's a Yahrzeit and focus on people. It's a new minhag. A new minhag in Klal Yisrael to focus on everyone, the Yahrzeits of the dates and all the newspapers, and people discuss the people who they were. It's a beautiful thing. But today, besides it being a Yahrzeit of, I don't know who it is, whatever your what?
Tomorrow, I know.
So
tomorrow
is who?
What's his name?
Yes.
Today's Rabzisha.
Rabzisha. There was
Lezhinsk.
Going on a tour. There are signs to get on a plane to go to Lezhinsk. It's a good business.
Sunday is the Baba Sali.
Oh.
Look it up in the FJJ there. Right.
Okay. Yeah. But besides Yahrzeit, today is very significant for another important reason. Okay, you mentioned that it's Usher's Yahrzeit, which I didn't know. That's very important for what I'm about to tell you. But besides it being Usher's Yahrzeit, what else happened today? Today it's a Feresh Pasuk. Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe kol Yisrael be'eva hayarden ba'midbar ba'rova And he goes on to say, what was the exact date? Achad, but he goes on to say the exact date of this event took place. Okay. Where's the pasuk? The pasuk was over here, but the pasuk, the beginning of Devarim.
Yeah, Devarim.
Vayhi bi'arboim shan. It was in the 40th year since Exodus. Be'ashtei asar chodesh, in the 11th month. When? What day? Tomorrow? Next week? Be'achol chodesh. Today. Today is the 11th month. Today is the first day of the 11th month. Today is the anniversary of Diber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Kechol Asher Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem Achrei HaKoysoi Yesichu Mel Chamor V'Yashay Yoshe B'Chashon V'Yesoi Mel Chamoshon Shay Yoshe V'Yashaz V'Yadrei Be'i V'Hayadim B'Yaretz Mov Hoyil Moshe Be'er Es HaToyra HaZois Leymar. Today is the day when Gantz Klal Yisrael stood before Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar on the other side of the Yarden, right before we crossed, and Moshe began reviewing the Torah and began Mishneh Torah. It's a day, Mamish Matan Torah. There's a beautiful Ibn Ezra, by the way, on this pasuk here that says that it's been 40 years since Matan Torah. So everyone who was present by Matan Torah died. Almost all of them, except for the few people, they all died, or they're all going to die very shortly. So who's Moshe really speaking to? He was speaking to the new generation. The new generation who was not there, by and large, at Har Sinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu is basically giving them a second chance. I'm now going to tell you, just like when Hashem gave us the Torah, I stood on Har Sinai, and I taught Klal Yisrael the Torah. They're all goners. They're all gone. You're the new generation. Let me do it again. A new Matan Torah for the boy Haaretz, for the generation, the young folks that are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. I want to give you what your parents had.
But that's why it says, I mean, there were people who were 19.
Yeah, right. Not everyone,
so
right?
That's
not
why
everyone.
One of the Farshim says that who were these, so who was he talking to then?
Two groups.
There's only two people who were in the Matan Torah world. Yeah?
The grandchildren. So it's a very significant day today. Today is Matan Torah. Now there's a beautiful Chiddush Harim which ties into this. I don't know if the Chiddush Harim actually makes this connection, but Chiddush Harim says what else is significant about the month of Shvat. I mean, the most significant thing about Shvat, it's Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. Tu B'Shvat is a holiday. Rosh Hashanah. Who says that Tu B'Shvat? That's Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says Hayoim. The snow outside. This is Rosh Hashanah. Today is Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. What is the significance? So why is Tu B'Shvat today? You look outside. It doesn't look anywhere near the blossoming of the trees. So the answer Farshim give is that trees need rain. They need moisture. They need moisture, hydration. The fruits. Today is the day when the trees begin to be yoinek from the new rain. Until Tu B'Shvat or until Echad B'Shvat, the trees are existing from continue to live off the hydration of the water from last year, from the previous year. From this point on, trees store liquid, they store whatever nutrients they need for a prolonged period of time. Those nutrients come from water. That, the nutrients of that the tree needs to exist until this point in time, all the way through Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, until Aleph Shvat, they're still living on the nutrients from the previous year. Starting from today, Aleph Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, and Tu B'Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, is the transition. Is where now the tree is beginning to draw its nutrients from a supply of water. There's some type of effect, obviously it's a trickle-down effect, of this year's Geshem, this year's rain. Now, what does a tree represent? Ki ha'adam eitz hasodeh. What does water represent?
Torah.
What did Moshe Rabbeinu do on this day? Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. Because these two ideas of Ki Ha'odam Eitz HaSodeh and the tree beginning to live from water, from a new collection of water, is in the physical world, is paralleled what Moshe Rabbeinu did for the other tree, the Adam Ha'etz HaSadeh in the spiritual world and gave Klal Yisrael a new dosage of Torah. The Torah Shebal Peh, the Chumash Devarim represents, by and large, Torah Shebal Peh, represents a new Kabbalah Satorah, a shift, a change in Torah. So there's a physical world, which is paralleled by the spiritual. To review, the physical world, it's Tu B'Shvat, Rosh and Lilanus. There are trees out there. The trees out there are dead. But things are going on behind the scenes. What's going on behind the scenes? Chazal said, it's Chazal. Gishmei Hashana. Until Tu B'Shvat, it's being Yoinik from the Gesham from Shlomo Shtakat, last year. Be Tu B'Shvat Ve'eluch, it's Yoinik from the Gesham from Mikanu La'aba. A change in water to the tree. Moshe Rabbeinu looks at the trees, the human beings, Adam Etz HaSadeh, and he now gives them a new dosage of Torah, a chachos in Torah. So the Chiddush HaRim, he takes this idea, and he goes further. He says, every person, every same davening, the same chalkeinu b'sarasecha, every single person, whether he realizes it or not, he has a different understanding of the Torah. Hey, there are people put out Svarim, there are Rosh Yeshivim, Chadash Chidushim, but even putting that aside, your understanding of a mitzvah is different than everyone else's understanding of a mitzvah. Kishem Shepartzu Feim Enim Shavos Kach Deosem Enim Shavos. Just like no two people look alike, no two people think alike. When two people look at a pasuk in Chumash, everyone appreciates it differently. There's a chiddush, and that difference is an ongoing process throughout your entire life. The way you think about Torah this year is not the way you think about Torah next year. In the previous year, there's always a chiddush in Torah. That si'ata d'shmaya, again, this is a chassidish Torah, Kabbalistic type of stuff, that si'ata d'shmaya that you get to be mechadish, a new, a freshness in your relationship to Torah, transpires on Shvat, or Shchodesh Shvat. And he goes on to say that a person, if he will look at his chidushim, he will notice that there's a change in style. Every Rav, over their career, they change their style. The drasha they said when they first became Rav is not the drasha they're going to say after 25 years on the job. Different style. That transition takes place in Shvat. The chidush of the difference of last year, because all of that Koyach is coming down from Shemayim in Chodesh. Okay, this is one interesting idea. Now let's go to another idea. All this ties in. Chodesh Shvat, according to the Bnei Saschar, corresponds to Osher. Shevet Osher.
It's tomorrow, not today.
Beis?
Osher's your side is tomorrow.
It's Beis Shvat.
Right.
But it's in Chodesh Shvat. At least, how do they really know the Seder Olam? It says it's your side?
Ah!
Oh, I
looked
it up in the...
He has on his cell phone. He has a smartphone. He has a smartphone. So we have now the recording is very popular among at least the Bnei Saskar. He has a whole sefer. The whole Bnei Saskar is built on the principle of the months, and each month corresponds to one of the Shvat. There are 12 months, and there are 12 Shvatim. Each Chodesh corresponds to one of the Shvatim, and the Shvatim, the Shvat, the way they appear in the Degolim. And the Golem in Parshas Noso, the way they are positioned, the order of the Shvat in Parshas Noso is the way the Shvat, because you go throughout the Torah, the Shvatim are listed in different orders probably 10 times. Go through our Tanakh. Every time you list Shvatim, there's a different order. There are charts that show you all the differences. I think in the back of the article, those Duchamosh, they have one of such charts that shows you all the places in Tanakh where they list in different orders. And one such example is that he holds that the primary listing for as far as the months are concerned are the Degolim. Just like we travel in space, we travel in time. There's a parallel between space and time. When we travel in space, in location, in the Midbar, we were arranged in a certain order. When we go through time of the year, we go through a certain order. And in that arrangement, Osher is the 11th. So this month, Chodesh Shvat, corresponds to Osher. Now what is significant about Osher? Osher, now first of all, Osher, I'll tell you a cute little bar, I don't want to go over time, more than 5 minutes, but I'll just, okay, Osher represents Shemen. The bracha of Osher is Osher Shemen Lachma Vuyitein Madani Melech. So we know that Osher corresponds to Mishnah. We once mentioned this, that Osher, anyone who learns Mishnayis, he comes to Shemayim, he's greeted by Osher, and Osher takes him through, cuts all the red tape, takes you right into Gan Eden. Vuyitein, he will give you Madani Melech. Madani is Eden, the Eden of the king. That's only if Osher Mishmein Lachmo. Luchu Lachmo Belachmi. Lechem is Torah. And Shmein is Oitzios Mishnah. Tarsha Baal Peh. What happened? Why is Asha so? Asha was, we learned with Asha 600 Mishnais. He made the Mesechtes. He had his whole collection of Mishnais. Tarsha Baal Peh. Because Asha is the 11th month. What is the 11th month? The 11th month is Moshe Rabbeinu Hoyl Moshe Be'er Esa Torah Hazos. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishnah Torah is Tarsha Baal Peh, which is the Shurish of Mishnais. Mishnayis is Tar Shabal Peh, so that's why Asher is very much fits in. Everything, these are things which all fit together. Asher represents Mishnayis. Tar Shabal Peh is Mishnayis. Aleph Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu began Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah, the Etzem is Mishnah Torah. Is Mishnah Torah. Now, what else? Why is the Mishnah Torah given on the 11th? What's 11? Why, from all the numbers, there are 11 months, why is Asher 11 with Mishnayis? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu begin the Torah, Mishnah Torah, 11 months? He only had 37 days to live. He had to really learn Kol HaTorah Kula in 37 days, from Zayin Adar. What's wrong?
If you're going to go that way, then why isn't Menashe identified with Mishnah?
Because his name is Menashe, huh? As the...
Why is it? Because they're the same letters.
Has the actual letters.
What did you say? That's what I'm not making this Chazal. Chazal say the Osher Shemena Lachmo Lechem is Torah. L'chu Lachmo B'Lachmi. What kind of Torah?
He was born in Golos.
L'chu Lachmo B'Lachmi. What kind of Torah? Shemena. Shemena is Osios Mishnah. V'itei Madani Melech Gan Eden. What fits perfectly with Chodesh, Shvat, because Chodesh Shvat is the month when Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah is Torah Shabbal Peh. But why? Now here is something which is important, and this opens up a whole new world. Why the 11th month? Why the 11th? What does 11 have to do with anything? Why not the first month? Why not 12th month? The 5th month? What's 11? Very simple. The Umos Olam, they count the year based on the sun, a solar year. The sun takes 365 days to go around, to go a circle, to go around, return to its location. Klal Yisrael, we don't follow a calendar based upon the sun, because that our calendar is based on the Levana. Okay, we don't have to go into all the drush. The Levana, it reflects the light of the sun. What is the difference between the year of the Levana and the year of the Chama? 11 days. The number 11, many people say the number 11 represents the Goy, represents the Goy. No, it doesn't represent, you know, there were 11 Alufim for Esav. Esav had 11. The number 11 is a code, a keyword, that represents the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umos HaOlam. That's what number 11. The Umos HaOlam, they worship the sun. They live a life based on what you see is what you get. When there's light, I understand something, I'll live my life based upon my understanding. I live on the sun. The sun goes around the earth. The sun has its own source of light. It's independent. It doesn't need to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our life. Klal Yisrael, we don't worship the sun. We have emunah. The levana is shelit balayla. In times of darkness, in times of galus, we have emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we reflect. It doesn't have its own source of light. We're just here to reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Levana. The difference between us and them are 11 days. The number 11 is a symbol of what makes us special. What makes Klal Yisrael special? Tarsha Baal Peh. Tarsha B'Chsav, to a certain degree, the Goyim also have. Their Shevitz Benach. Tarsha B'Chsav, they also have Tarsha B'Chsav. What makes us unique? Hoyl Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos. Who was Moshe Beres HaTorah Zos? To Klal Yisrael. What was the most fundamental difference between Mishnah Torah and the Luchos and the first Matan Torah? The first Matan Torah, the whole world heard. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Aseres HaDibros is Kolel Kol HaTorah Kula. But who was listening? The whole world. The birds didn't chirp. It says the Chazal, the whole world shook. The whole world. Torah Shebichsav is available. It's available to a certain degree to the Umos HaOlam to see what it says. But Torah Shebal Peh, Dram Shebichsav, Dram Shebichsav, Yat Rishayim Likosev, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ho'am, and Vinosan Lonu Es Torah. So, it's what makes the Torah unique to Klal Yisrael. That's 11. That's why it's Bedavka in Zman in the 11th month. The 11th month of the year is where. We have the Torah Shebal Peh. Now this relates very much to Osher, because Osher Okay, let's not go in that. But let me just say something else. We learned yesterday in Divrei Hayamim that there's an avodah zarah called Asherah. Isn't it interesting that Asherah, same letters as Osha? So indeed, I didn't know this. There's a Zohar. The Zohar says you find in Tanakh two types of avodah zarah. Tanakh is obsessed with primarily two avodah zarahs, the Baal and Asherah. So Zohar, what's Baal? What's Asherah? Baal was an avodah zarah that related to the worship of the sun, and Asherah was an avodah zarah that related to the worship of the moon. Baal is the sun, Asher is the moon. Now, what's the connection? First of all, what is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? Rosh Chodesh Shvat is, it's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, trees. What is Asherah? A tree. It's a tree. What does a tree represent? Represents the Levana. It's an Avodah Zarah that you serve the Levana. Why is it an Avodah Zarah that represents the Levana? Because there's always a parallel. Zelum azeh barulukim. Just like in this month, the 11th month of the year, Klal Yisrael is we got the Torah. It makes us different. It is the difference between us and the Umos HaOlam, in that we serve Hashem, which represents the concept of the Levana. The Levana. The Umos HaOlam, and that idea is expressed in Chodesh 11, which is also expressed, which has to be explained, which we're not doing now, in Shevet Osher. Shevet Osher, that's the month of Osher. So the Umos HaOlam, in their jealousy or in their desire to take away from us, there's always going to be a Zelum Azeh. They have their Asherah. The Asherah is not just them. The Asherah is the Avodah Zarah for the Levana. It's rooted in the word Osher. And it's also rooted in the Chodesh of Shvat. Chodesh Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Asherah is a tree. It's a tree that is the tree. When do trees grow? In the 11th month. What's the 11th month? 11th month is the difference between us and them. Us and them, difference is 11. That's the difference between the moon and the sun. And that's why this is, in a very deep sense, a symbol of their rejection of our Avodas Hashem. All right, there are more things, but we'll have to stop now.